Day 21, burn down the furniture store. Okay, so today's module is about a couple of interconnected things. Going to talk about having a sale, having some kind of discount or rebate or flash sale. That's kind of a tactic. And behind that is the psychology of scarcity and urgency. Now, scarcity, urgency, along with social proof and authority, those are kind of the four pillars of persuasion, essentially, of kind of, you know, convincing a customer, a potential customer, a potential client, that the solution you're offering them is legit, that you understand their pain and you've got something that's going to make their life better. And not only that, like, you've got the solution, it's going to make their life better, but they have to act soon. They shouldn't wait. That's where scarcity and urgency come in. So authority is essentially like, I'm qualified. I am your guide. Like, I have walked in your shoes. You can trust this process. If you go on this journey with me, you will be better off at the end than you were when we started. Social proof connects directly to that. It's essentially other people saying, yes, you can trust this authority. I walked down that road with that person, and I am better off now than I was before. But if you only kind of persuade people of those two things, then they think, okay, I believe you. That's great. It seems legit. It seems relatable in the sense that other people have gone on that journey and have, you know, turned out better. But maybe I'll think about it next week or next month. And this is why you need scarcity and urgency. If you can add these components to something you're selling, it just makes your life so much easier. You don't always have to have them, of course. But if you're thinking of some kind of promotion, if you're thinking of a product launch, if you're thinking of anything you want to do to make a splash, then it really, really helps to have these elements. So scarcity is essentially the question of something going away, like a limited quantity, while supplies last, you know, that kind of thing. And urgency is more general. It's more like there's some reason why if you don't act now, then you're going to lose out. Limited time offer, don't wait, etc. And the title for this module, Burn Down the Furniture Store, comes from that practice that furniture stores and sometimes some other stores have of, you know, perpetually like closing down. Like they have a flash sale, a fire sale, everything must go, you know, every 3 months basically. And then they reopen, you know, again a month later with a different name or sometimes not even a different name. And everybody kind of knows what they're doing, but it still seems to be effective. It still seems kind of be like the normal method of doing business in that industry. So you don't necessarily need to burn down your furniture store, but anything you can do to kind of learn from that principle, as I said, can help you, especially when it comes to launches or sales or promotions, anything where you want to get a spike in orders. I also use the analogy of a tank. Like a good sale, a good discount, anything that gets people interested is like showing up on the battlefield with a tank. The thing is, a tank is not very subtle. It's pretty obvious. Like you can look and see like, oh, there's a tank. It's not like you're doing something clever that nobody's ever thought of before. But at the same time, it's a tank, right? It's pretty powerful. So that's what I think about promotions. And there are lots of different kinds of them. I include a detailed chart and list with the associated chapter that goes with this module, day 21. But I'll see if we can replicate that and put that in the worksheet for you as well. They include all kinds of things. I'll just give you a quick little run through. Discount, flash sale or fire sale, a rebate, buy one, get one free, or a buy X, get Y free, refer a friend, frequent shopper program, free samples or trial offers, randomized discount, contest, and there's probably some more. Those are just some of the most common. You probably already know what most of those are. A discount is just a percentage or a dollar amount off the regular price. That flash sale is a temporary widespread price reduction, which by the way, should be significant. If you're gonna have a big flash sale, it can't be like, hey, 10% off. You really wanna get people's attention. It should be, you know, 40% off, 50% off. Like we really are burning down the store, you know, that kind of thing. The buy one, get one free or the buy X, get Y free. That's an incentive to receive something else after making a purchase. You're like rewarded by making this purchase. So it's a type of discount, but a little bit different psychology and tactic. Frequent shopper program. I'm the worst about this. Like there is a coffee shop in my neighborhood that I don't even like. Like I like the one a couple blocks away better. But I keep going back to this one because, you know, I got to get my 12th free coffee. I've got 10 stamps. I got to keep going. Most people really have behavior like that. Like if you think you are above that, if you think you're completely emotionally rational, then good for you. But understand that most people are not. So that's why these kinds of programs exist to kind of encourage and reward that behavior. So your call to action today is going to be to think about these concepts, these important components of scarcity and urgency in particular. And also think about how you can plan some kind of promotion. Plan your first promotion, if you've never done one before, or plan your next one, which, as I said, is a pretty simple yet very effective way to increase your sales. And I'll also give you a couple of quick little guidelines and tips and tricks for doing this. It is more of an art than a science, but it's helpful usually to make your sale accessible. Don't make people jump through a bunch of hoops to take advantage of it. You want to build trust. You don't want to harass people. You don't want to create qualifications that are arduous or otherwise just annoying. Again, you want your sale, your promotion to have substantial savings, something that people can really get excited about. It's important to have a clear end time for the sale. I honestly think for the most part, you should hold fast to your principles. You can make an exception or two, you know, from time to time. But for the most part, when people email you outside of the sale period and they're like, oh, I missed the discount, can I have it? You should say no. Because in doing that, first of all, you're honoring all the people who, you know, played by the rules and purchased during the period that you said it was going to be. And second of all, that person is going to be much more incentivized to purchase next time. Because they're going to be like, oh, they said it's going to end at this time. And you know, last time I tried to get it afterwards and I couldn't, so I better take advantage of it. So that's also good behavior to encourage, both, as I said, for honesty and integrity's sake, but also for you know, just building that motivation in your customer or your client base. And then last but not least, be sure you test everything when you do this. When you do some kind of promotion, test out your order form, test out your shopping cart, have somebody else go through it. Make sure all the copy is properly updated. Make sure the price in the checkout system is actually working the way it should. It is amazing how many times people forget to do that and something goes wrong. And of course, you can always course correct if something goes wrong, but you know, wouldn't it be better if you caught it beforehand? So think about all these different options, plan a promotion, sale, or special offer of some kind, and show up in a tank, at least while supplies last.